So our first reading is from Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, which is on page 886 in your church Bibles. I'm just going to pray before I read. Father God, we just thank you that your word is a living word, and every time we look at your word, we know that you can speak to us through it. And we just pray this morning that you will help us to receive what you want to teach us, Lord. Help us to come with open hearts this morning. Amen. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide, and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provincial officials to come to the dedication of the image he had set up. So the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provincial officials assembled for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it.
Good morning, everyone. My name is King Nebuchadnezzar. It's a real pleasure to see you today. The adults have been learning about my story over the last couple of weeks. Last week, we saw the story of the statue with gold head. Next week, we're going to see the story of the tree. But today, we're going to look at the story of the fiery furnace. Are you all ready for it? Good. Well, I'm going to need lots of help today as we act out this story. And very excited indeed to be able to act this out with you, because it was a very influential point in my life. It wasn't the point when I was fully and finally humbled. That comes next week. But it is the moment where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were faithful before their God, and I got to see how great he is. So, let's have a look at scene one. And before we start, we need to gather a few things in place. First of all, it's great to see that my idol has been set up. Here's the image that is in my honour. I don't know if you can see my face at the top there. It doesn't actually say in the Bible that it was an image of me, but I think that's taken as read, because in the last chapter, we saw that the statue was a head of gold representing me. But as you can see, the gold goes all the way down. I'm not content with other kings coming after me. I'd like to be a king that is known as a king that lasts forever. So we've got our idol, and I'd like you all to bow down to my image, if you don't mind, because I'm so important, and I'm so proud that I think it would only be right that you all bow down and worship my image. But before we do that, I think we need a little bit of mood music. So perhaps we could have some volunteers who are musical types that could play an instrument for me. We've got 6 instruments. So are there any children? Yes, here we are. We've got a few here. Well done. Great. Come take a seat, please, children. I need one more. Is there another? Someone that'd be willing to play an instrument? Adults are also welcome. Yes, no, we need you later on. Matt, would you like to come forward? This is great. Now let's make sure that we've got our instruments correctly. So, first of all, the first instrument on the list is the horn. Now, would you like to play the horn? That'll do nicely. The second one is, just give you that. The next one is the flute. Sorry, we don't have a flute, but a recorder will do if you'd like to try that. Very nice. Next, we've got the zither. No, we haven't. We've got the lyre. Very nice. And the zither. Do you know what the zither is, Mary? No, nor do I. So we've got a blue tit instead. That's very nice. Now, next we have the harp. Now, Blake, do you know what a harp is? It's sort of a stringed instrument, isn't it? So why don't you take this harp? Oops. Sorry, Mike. Do you want to give it a strum? Very nice. And Matt, Can't remember what your instrument is, so there's a harmonica. Great. Oh, he's played that before. Very nice. Well, let's just give that a try one more time. So let's have each of the instruments. Perhaps if our narrator, Kate, if you wouldn't mind reading out each instrument in turn, and we'll listen to each one. First of all, the horn. Very good.
Next, the flute. Then the zither.
I think Mary and Lucy better swap seats. If you guys just swap over. Great.
Okay. Then the lyre. And the harp. And all kinds of music.
Fantastic. Well, that all sounds great, but before we move to our next stage, we've also got some officials amongst us today. So let's have some, make sure we've got our officials in place. Can we have some satraps? You guys over here, you can be satraps. When we say the word satrap, if you wouldn't mind not falling into the trap, but making sure that you stand up and shout hooray. If you guys would like to be prefects, Mercy, were you a prefect at school?
I was.
Yeah, there you go, very appropriate. Andrew and Bethany, if you'd like to be school governors. And then if you guys would like to be, Rod and Kate, if you'd like to be advisors, and John as well. You guys, have you ever been church treasurers?
No.
You are now. Okay. Have we got any lawyers amongst us? Yes, Alistair and Wendy. I think you guys would make great judges. And then at the back over here, back couple of rows, Paul and Pauline, if you'd be magistrates. And then, William, I'm sorry, you're just all others. You guys join in with the others. We're going to need Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These are the most important parts of the story. So I wonder if anyone's feeling very brave and would be happy to be Shadrach, Meshach. Shadrach, come on forward. That's great. Well done. You guys are the Jews. Well done. If you turn and face these guys, look nice, strong man. We're going to need a couple more people to be Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Jared, would you be happy? No, rather not. Andrew, no. Anyone else be willing to? Andrea, Phoebe, would you like to be? Thank you very much. Give them a round of applause. So we've got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, our three Jewish friends, who are going to be very brave for us today. But actually, they weren't brave. They were just sensible. They just recognized who the true God is. There's a couple of sheets, and I've also got some tassels and other things, just various things. If you guys want to get various clothes on here, there's many sort of hanging, burnable parts. That would be really helpful. And we'll act out the first scene, and I'm going to need each of you. You guys can have one of these as well. And Shadrach. Have those a bit later on. Okay, I think we're ready to act out our first scene. So remember, when we get to the satraps, the prefects, the others, make sure you give a nice loud hooray when we get to that part. Okay, so Nathan, scene four.
Scene one, pressure, a proud king. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provincial officials to come to the dedication of the image he had set up. So the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provincial officials assembled for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it. Then the herald loudly proclaimed,
"Nations and people of every language, this is what you are commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn,
Flute. Zither. Lyre. Harp. And pipe. And all kinds of music. Then you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace.
Therefore, all the nations and peoples of every language fell down and worshipped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and all kinds of music.
Right, let's all bow down, please. Can you all please bow down to my idol, my image? Thank you, very good. Can you all please bow down to my image here, please? You don't bow down. they seem to be refusing my instructions. How about everyone else? Can you all please bow down? Thank you very much, that's very good. Thank you. Well, it's very good at least to see, we'll just pause the music there, everybody. Thank you. So good to have a bit of mood music when it comes to the Nebuchadnezzar Appreciation Society. But I suppose I did get a little bit proud putting this massive image of me up for everyone to bow down, but I guess I wanted to be a king that lasted forever, all the way down. Maybe I thought that it would sort of hold the kingdom together if we could all just worship the same God. It's fine for people to bow down to their own gods in their own time, but I just want them to bow down to mine as well. And I guess it's a little bit like this for you today. People are very happy for you to go to church. That's absolutely fine. It's great for you to be a Christian, but they don't like it when you disagree with their religion. And perhaps some of you can tell me, what are the things that people worship in your day? Let's write them on the idol. This is an interactive bit.
Reputation.
Reputation. Thank you. Let's put this down. Anything else?
Career.
Career. Lovely.
Being rich.
Riches. Lovely. The praise of men. Thank you. Yeah. Praise. Anything else?
Leisure.
Tolerance.
Tolerance. Lovely. Those are all great, and you'll be able to think of other ones as well. Excellent. Well, we live in a world where it's fine if you want to worship your own God, but you've got to worship mine as well, and everyone's got to bow down to the same things. Well, there seem to be three guys here that are refusing to bow down, the Jews. We're going to meet them in a minute, but first of all, we're going to sing a song before we get to our second part of the story. So before we get to the song, if the musicians come up, Simon, why don't you lead us in a couple of prayers, and then we'll sing our next song. If you guys stay there, and if the officials would like to take a seat, let's hand back to Simon for a moment. Well, we're going to have scene two now. We go to our PowerPoint. We've already had scene one, and those who were here in week one may notice the same categories here. Pressure, number one, the proud king. That's what we were seeing with this idol. Now we're going to see the furious king as King Nebuchadnezzar gets really mad. Well, let me introduce you to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, Shadrach, what do you have in your hand there?
This is a Bible.
A Bible.
The Word of God.
The Word of God, the Hebrew Scriptures. And he's taken it with him into exile in Babylon. And would you like to read out for me? Yes, some words from the Ten Commandments of your God that you worship. Let's put it on the screen so that others can see it as well.
God says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
Wow. Well, your God is different from my God. He's a God that's rescued you out of Egypt in the past. He's a God to be worshipped, to be adored, a friendly God, a kind God. And he calls you not to bow down to other gods or images of other gods. Well, I don't think much of that. When I am the king and I put an image up for you all to worship, I'd like to see you do it. So I'm going to give you a second chance, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let's have a look at this. Now, before we go any further, I'd like my astrologer to come forward, please. Thank you, astrologer. Glad to see if I could just borrow this here. Astrologer, would you like to take that? Glad you've got your binoculars there to be able to keep a beady eye on them. A telescope for looking at the stars, and watch out for these guys as well. And where's our narrator? Kate, if you'd like to come forward. Let's look at the second part of the story, the furious king. Now, make sure we've got those instruments all tuned up, ready to go. Like to hear my choir give us a bit of music when it's the Nebuchadnezzar Appreciation Society. So, let's have verses 8 to 18, and you can follow this in your Bibles on page 887, I think. Thank you.
Scene 2, priorities, a furious king. At this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar,
"May the king live forever. Your majesty has issued a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold, and that whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into the blazing furnace. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, your majesty. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up."
Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them,
"Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold that I have set up? Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are..." I know it's a bit ridiculous. I think it's supposed to be a little bit ridiculous. I think it's written like that. "If you are ready to fall down and worship this image that I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?"
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him,
"King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up."
Well, frankly, it's very disappointing. I mean, couldn't you come up with some sort of excuse? I mean, you just got to bow down once. Have you guys got any excuses there? What's this excuse, Abednego?
"I shouldn't rock the boat now. It would be bad for the Jewish people. They need friends in high places."
Yes, your people need friends in high places. Just bow down once. It'll be fine. What's your excuse, Meshach?
God wouldn't have put us in these important jobs if he wanted us to die. I'll just keep my head down. It's not like anyone will notice anyway.
Keep your head down. No one will notice. It'll be absolutely fine. Astrologer, where are you? Keep an eye on me. Meshach, what's your excuse?
Is it okay to bow down once? I'm only doing it as an employee of the king, not in my personal beliefs.
Oh, it's okay to bow down once, As an employee of the king,
I'd rather toast the king than get toasted.
I'd rather toast the king than get toasted. Quite right. Well, let's see what happens with these guys. But just before we move on to scene three, I guess we are living a little bit more in Babylon than we think. After all, in your day, it's fine for you to be a Christian, but will you come out and get wasted with us this weekend, says your friends? It's fine if you worship Jesus, but you will also worship your exam results like everyone else, won't you? I'm glad that you follow Jesus, but you will follow all the gossip on social media as well, won't you? It's fine that you're a Christian minister, but you will say yes to every form of blessing, won't you? Daniel and his friends in chapter 1 drew a line at vegetables. In chapter 6, we're going to see Daniel drawing a line at praying to Darius. But here in chapter 3, we see his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego drawing a line at bowing down to King Nebuchadnezzar's statue. They could have used all those excuses. It would have been better for the people. Just keep your head down once, no one will notice. But they decided to remember their living God and trust in him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you are so annoying, but you're also incredibly brave. Let's see what happens in scene three.
Okay. Scene three, protection. A shocked king.
Scene three. Now, let's get ready. Before we get to scene three, I think we're going to need to get our fiery furnace ready. So if my officers wouldn't mind coming forward. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, why don't you come over a little bit this way and stand in front here. That's it. Let's just make sure that you've got extra tassels all over you, please. And that's a nice one. And just some slightly flammable materials. And that's good. Okay, we've got my two soldiers. This is good to see. Right, I think what we need to do is to... That's good, a little bit of extra mood music. Let's just fire up the fiery furnace. Okay. Now, how's that looking? It's looking good. Let's crank up the heat, shall we? So, this is scene three. This is the shocked king. First of all, let's put some heat into things. Mike, how's the temperature there? Bit lukewarm? Bit lukewarm. Yes, a little bit like your bath when you jump out of the bath. Could we have the lights off, please, Matt? Let's crank up the heat a little bit more. How's that? A bit warm? Bit better? Yeah? Okay. Let's have some fiery Nando's extra chili sauce. How's it feeling? Whew, pretty heavy. Well, just you wait. We're going to crank it up 7 times as hot. This is white hot. I mean, the dial is just falling off here. This is just extraordinarily hot. I think we're ready to go. So let's have our story read out.
Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace.
Right, let's tie them up. Put them in the furnace.
So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors.
Advisors, astrologers. Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and put into that fire?
Certainly, Your Majesty.
Well, look, here, I see a 4th man appear. 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th... doing a high five with my friends, looks like a son of the gods.
Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here.
So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them.
Let's just have the lights on for a minute. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, I've witnessed three miracles here today. First of all, your faith, that you were willing to risk your lives to carry out the Ten Commandments. You wanted so much to please God that you would die for it. And that's the first miracle. The second miracle, you didn't die. You walked out completely free. Where are these advisors? Just take a look at them. Can you just examine their clothes and their robes and their tassels and all of these things? If anyone's thinking this is just a Sunday school story, there's evidence. All of the satraps, governors, etc. came round and checked these people and saw that they were completely unharmed. That's the second miracle. And the third miracle, there was a divine figure protecting them in the fiery furnace. Number one, their faith. Number two, their protection. Number three, God was with them, even in that moment. I don't know who that fourth person was, an angel, a divine figure. Maybe you know a divine man that came down into our midst and was with us. Anyway, I was completely shocked. It completely blew me away. And a few minutes ago, I'd been asking, which God would be able to rescue you from my hand? And now I see the Most High God who Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego serve. Well, it blew me away. Do you know, I wouldn't have ever learnt or seen God's power if it wasn't for the courage of these men. Every time you take a costly stand for Jesus against the world's values, you tell the world that God's values are better. And he can rescue you. That doesn't mean that he always will. They were willing to go in there and die, even if he didn't. This is a relationship, not a contract. Some of the later followers of the true God were martyred. But God will honor you. He may not give you miracle two to protect you out of harm, but he will always give you miracle three, that he will be with you when miracle one, when God gives you strength to take a stand for him. Well, I think we better sing another song before we have our final scene. So let's sing about how big God is. Nothing's too big. Thank you, musicians. And if you'd all like to stand, and if all of you would just like to take a seat for one moment. Well, we've seen three scenes. We're just going to look at our final few verses together now. Let's put those scenes on the screen. First of all, we saw pressure. We saw the proud king. What a proud king to make an image like that. Then we saw the priorities of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were unwilling to bow down and worship him, a furious king. Then we saw how they were protected in the fiery furnace, the shocked king. Now we're going to see the fourth and final part, the true king. Who is it that is the true king? Well, let me show you what I discovered that day. And you can follow this in your Bibles on page 888, verses 28 to 30, the last few parts of the story. And Ezekiel's going to give us the clapperboard for scene four. Thank you very much indeed.
Promotion, the true king. Then Nebuchadnezzar said,
praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble. For no other God can save in this way.
Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.
Thank you very much, narrator. Well, I, Nebuchadnezzar, came to see who was the true God that day from the way in which Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were faithful. You could say that God brought those three into my court so that I could see who the true God is. I changed my tune and Nebuchadnezzar style. I said that people would have their houses demolished if they said anything against this God. No other God can save in this way. The God of the Bible, the God of the Jews, the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament is the true God. Heaven rules. Well, it wasn't easy for them to stand up and be counted, but I'm glad they did. And now I've promoted them, and they are important people in our land. And I'm not promising that you'll get promoted in your office if you take a stand for Jesus, but God will honor you. Is there a school kid here this morning who needs to tell the teacher when bullying is going on? Well, remember what God can do and step out in faith. Is there a teenager who needs to say no to their friends? Well, remember what God can do and step out in faith. Is there an adult who at work needs to be known as a Christian? Well, remember what God can do and step out in faith. Is there a minister who sometimes needs to say unpopular things? Well, remember what God can do and step out in faith. Is there a granddad who is going to have to stand up publicly for their faith this week? Is there a mum who needs to invite friends to the Jubilee service? Well, remember what God can do and step out in faith. And I suppose that you, here in the 21st century, have far more information than even I did back in the 7th century BC, because you've come to know Jesus, and you've seen him be rescued not from death, but through death and out the other side. And one day everyone will bow down, not to me, but to him. Taking a stand is not just about being brave, but it's about knowing who the true King is. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for how King Nebuchadnezzar came to see who the true king was on that day. And even though he had lessons still to learn, as we'll see next week, we thank you that this was the beginning of his road to humility and to respect for you. We pray for each one of us that we would remember that heaven rules. We pray that we would take a stand for you in whatever costly way that might be, as we remember that you are the true King and that we can worship King Jesus, before whom one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.